Hey everybody, I just heard something kind of disappointing. The Mel Fisher Museum in Key West, Florida has a display that is a plexiglass or a bulletproof glass box. It has a hole in it that you can stick your arm in, and it has a gold bar, an actual gold bar that people can reach in and lift just so that they can touch gold and say they've lifted a gold bar. They even get a sticker that says that. Well, Mel Fisher was a treasure hunter for most of his life and found the Atocha. I think it's called the Atocha del Sinestra. And I know I'm butchering the Spanish, but anyway, it was a Spanish ship from, I don't know, the 1400s, 1500s, I think, that had sunk with a ton of just gold and all kinds of treasures. And Mel spent his whole life trying to find it, and he found parts of it. And there's all kinds of Atocha coins now that you can purchase and everything. Well, somebody had gone in and they had snuck in some tools and used these tools to get into that box, and they have actually stolen the gold bar. Now, this is a guy that, he's gone now. He passed away a couple of years ago, I believe. And, he spent his whole life to get this, and his family is carrying on to the tradition of searching for more treasure from that ship and others. And it's just, they got this display there so that people can be encouraged, if you will. They can actually touch gold and aspire to that. And I think it's a pretty good thing. But some moron has come in, and or maybe he's not a moron, but he's a jerk. Came in and stole this, and it's just wrong. Hopefully they'll catch him, but I wanted to mention it because Mel lived a lot of his life under the ocean, so he's probably seen more tropical fish than any of us put together. But if you get a chance and you're down in Key West, go to his museum. It's called the Mel Fisher Maritime Museum, and it's got a whole ton of treasure. Just a lot of treasure from the ship, and there's a little store where you can buy some of it if you like. Or the museum part that'll let you see what he's been doing his whole life and what his family's continuing on the tradition even today. So if you're in Key West, check him out.